Meseches Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're starting a new Masechta Be'ez Hashem, and it's important to make a Hakdama. The whole Meseches Yuma until the last Perek deals primarily with the Seder of the Avodah HaMiyuchedes, V'Hakdoshah, that's done, as described on Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrei Mois. When you open up the Psukim in Parshas Achrei Mois, in Perek Tezayin, Sefer Vayikra, you'll see an interesting thing. The Psukim don't really start with a description that this is the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Daber L'Aron Achicha V'Al Yavoy B'Chol Eisel HaKodesh MiBeis LaParoiches. In conjunction with Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon that went into the Kodesh Kodoshim without the prerequisite Achrona, Aaron HaKohen cannot go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim without a Achrona. Bezois, the Pasuk says, Yavoy Aaron Al HaKodesh, and then the whole Seder Avodah is described. Does not say anything about Yom Kippur. At the end of the parsha, the pasuk says, "V'hoisa zois l'chukas olam, b'chodesh hashvi be'osa l'chodesh tanus nafshei seichem." The pasuk at the end in pasuk Chof Tes puts this together with the fact that this was the seidu avoda that was l'chukas olam that had to be done on Yom Kippur, and then the pasuk mentions tanus nafshei seichem, the mitzvahs of inui. And v'chol malocha lo sasu, ki v'yoyim hazeh yichaper aleichem l'tayar eschem, mikol chatezechem v'nehashem titaru. Our Yom Kippur is written in conjunction with this pasha only besoiv, kilu as an afterthought. There's a whole pasha over here, and the Goyin is famously quoted as saying that this was a seder ho'avoido that was shayich, taken not only to Yom Kippur. Yitochin, if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, that he'd be allowed to go. Moshe Rabbeinu was invited, so to speak, into the Kodesh Kodoshim. But Aaron HaKohen wanted to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim. This was the Seder Avodah that he had to go through. Or maybe you'll say it differently, that this is the Seder Avodah that Aaron had to go through, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the prerequisite. Kilu, Vashteta, the Seder Avodah, is a Seder HaAvodah, which the Pasuk does not describe as Yom Kippur. But we're learning Meseches Yuma because the place, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, in the Hemshech HaDoros of Tu Batei Mikdash and a Mishkan, this was the Seder Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. Now, what's important in the context that we just said is that it means that this is a Seder HaAvodah when the regular, there's no such thing as a regular Kohen Gadol, when the regular Kohen Gadol had to step out of his Mitzius, as the Kohen Gadol of the rest of the year, and he had to step into a separate matziv of Kedusha, of being the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. The whole Avodah of Yom Kippur, we'll see one of the Aleph Beis items in the Mishnayis, is that the whole Seder Avodah was done by a Kohen Gadol. It wasn't a pshat that only the Chelik that was Bifnai Bifnim. Even the Korban Tomid, we'll see big major machlokes Rishonim, we'll see later on in a few prokim about which chalokim are ma'akiv, which are not, but less mandapolig, that the mitzvah sayoim was that the Kohen Gadol should do the whole Seder HaKrov from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. We'll mention one nekuda in that context, even though it's not in the Mishnayis. The Pasuk says, one of the Psukim says, that when Aaron HaKohen goes in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Zohar asks a question. We would think this question is tongue-in-cheek. Nobody's there, he's there. And the Zohar says something shocking. The Zohar says that Aaron HaKohen, when he went to the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, ceased to be a human being, he turned into a malach. The whole Seder HaAvodah over here is the Seder HaAvodah that takes a Kohen Gadol and it turns him into something else. It turns him into a malach elikim tzvokos. So the whole prerequisite that we're going to learn now in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Yuma, is how the Kohen Gadol prepares for that role. Because of that, he has to step into a different mitzias. And we'll see where this is going to get a lumdus of this Mishnah. Shivas Yom Kodem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeisei L'Lishkas Palhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, they will mafrish the Kohen Gadol Mibeisei. Mibeisei means he's married, Miishtoi, from any contact with Tuma, primarily from marital relations. Lelishkas Palhedrin, there was a special room. Palhedrin means officials. Since in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim Gedolim were unfortunately officials, very often sympathetic with Tzaduki influences. And that was, we'll see, Mitz Hashem, what happens because of that in a few Mishnayis. But because of that, it was called the Room of the Officials, kilo in a derogatory term. But that's why it was called Lishkas Palhedrin. This was a special place where he was mufrash to a state, like we just said, of a higher level of Kedusha. The Rav brings over here the dinim that we just discussed, the fact that the Avodas Yom HaKippurim ain't k'sheres el aboy, he brings him from the sugya in Yuma Daf Lamed Beis, the Kippur HaKoyin HaShayim SheHachoyisoy, and the Rav brings that this idea of 7 days to turn the Kohen Gadol into something else, something higher, something bigger, to represent all of Klal Yisrael, this Avodah Lefnei VeLefnim, is learned out of Shivas Yimei Miluim. Shivas Yimei Miluim, which is the parashiyos before Achrei Mois, Achrei Shnei Benois Misas Bnei Aharon, which is Parashas Shmini, Parashas Tzav means that the Kehanim, Aaron Ubonov, had to be Mufrash Mibesom, and they had to spend 7 days Mipesach Oil Moed Loi Seitzu Shivas Yomim. And then the pasuk says, "Kasha also by Yom Hazeh, Tzivu Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem." The same Seder Avoida of Hafrosha, in order to step into a higher level, a higher intensity, a higher role of Kedusha, that also is done. Kasha also by Yom Hazeh, Tzivu Hashem, the Rebbeinu Hashem commands that should be Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem. Chazal Dashon Lasos is in order to make something. What's a making that has to be on a higher level? Chazal Dash in two places where there is a hafrosh of Shivas Yomim. One is by the Koyin that was Oisik in the Avoidas, Shchitas, and preparation, and Sreifas Poro Aduma. L'chaper Aleichem is Maisi Yom HaKippurim. And we'll quote the Rav, She'akoyin HaSreifas HaPoro V'akoyin HaOvi B'Yom HaKippurim Shneim Tu'unim HaFrosho Mi'Beisam Shivas Yomim K'mo Sh'Oyu Tu'unim Aaron Ubonim Shivas Yimei Miluim. There's a big tumult around this halacha because there's a big machlokes in the Gemara, Bi'yechon and Shlokish, whether this halacha is an asmachta, whether it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, whether it's a tzoruch deraisa. The Gemara says on one hand, the halacha being mafrish was a prerequisite that he should come in contact with tumah. But then he has to be mufrish to a mokim misuyim, a mokim miyuchad. L'chor, that just means that we have to keep him free of any tumah influence. It could be any place. Does state that he has to be in a separate place. And when you look at the Rambam, it's also shver how it stims with the Gemaras, but the way the Rambam seems to say it is that by the Sreifas HaPora, it was taka only a Maila Osu Begidre Taira in order that he shouldn't be exposed to Tahara. But the Din by Yom Kippur that we're learning in our Mishnah, that was taka Din Mideraisa, Tzalochel Moshe Mesinai. The Posuk might be an Asmachta, but Be'etzim the Halochel Legabi Yom Kippur. And the Lashon of the Braisa, the way the Rambam seems to bring it, is a Braisa on Dav Ches, Mafrishin Oisoi, the Shivas Yomim of Koyin for Sreifas HaPor L'Taharo, and the Koyin Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, they were Mafrishin Oisoi L'Kedusha. What's the difference between Tahara and Kedusha? Tahara means being separated from something undesirable. It's like a Sur Mirah. So that he had to be in a specific place, that halacha is already a secondary halacha. That's just a precaution. But Be'etzim, his halacha was not to be in contact with Tumah. That din is only a hachona in order that he shouldn't be in contact with Tumah. That din is the Rabbanon. It's a Maila Osu B'Tahara. The din of a Kohen Gadol was a din L'Kedusha. That's a din Asei Toiv. He has to be, like we said, turned into something else in order to be ro'ui for that Avodah Yom Kippur. One of the halachas that we have in the Kohen Gadol doing Avodah, v'chipa ba'adu ba'ad ishto, ba'ad beisai, beisai zu ishtoi, there's a halacha that he had to be married. So first of all, heyois, Kohen, let's say he became Tommy. What happened the rest of the year? Kohen became Tommy, somebody else took his place. Kohen Gadol became Tommy, somebody else would take his place. You don't need a Kohen Gadol the rest of the year. But over here, not to have a Kohen Gadol ready on Yom Kippur is a catastrophe. So therefore, the halach is umaskin loy koyin acher tachtov, shema yera by psul. They prepared another koyin tachtov, and they gave him the kedusha. He was the skan koyin gadol. He was the secondary. We have always in the Mishnah is umchinin the skan hakoyinim. There was a skan. He was mizumin. The Mishnah in the Sanhedrin that bays the Mishnah over there. The Rav describes this based on the sugya over here on daf lametes. that the, it's chal in the koyin, a kedushas that he's oymin as a bim koyin. That he has to be, they had to prepare for him bigde koyin godl, with his size. He had to go through the whole process of preparing for the avodah. He had to be nizim etumah, etc. That's a necessary prerequisite, because it's very easy for a person to become tummy. Tumah mibachutz, tumah yoytze migufoy, shemi yerubay psul. The primary concern over here, the Rav speaks out, im yera loikeri oishar tumah. What's brought down the svarim is that because of the heightened kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, the forces of tumah were more active in trying to bring him down. As I said, Reb Yehuda Oimer, afi shaches maskinla, we just said that a prerequisite is that a Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. The whole sugya over here, let's say he didn't have another wife, let's say he had a wife that died that day, could he get married on Yom Kippur, could he not get married on Yom Kippur? Aber steht that they would prepare him another woman. Now, it doesn't mean that he only has to have another shidduch prepared in case of necessity. It means he has to be married. But here we run into a problem. The Gemara has a whole sugya that beisoy zu ishtoy. Beisoy means he has one wife, not two batim. Beisoy v'loy batim. So he can only be married to one woman, but you have to make sure that he's married before Yom Kippur, that if his first wife dies, he has another wife. So how does that work? So the Gemara goes to a whole cheshbon over here, daf yud gimel, daf yud dalet, that what he did was, he gave a get to both of them, and one of the gittin, both the gittin were al tanai. He makes up like this. Bez Hashem, his first life should be, wife should be alive and well. His wife should be alive and well. The other woman who volunteered for the post of being committed to being married to the Kohen Gadol in case of necessity, ooh, which woman wouldn't want to be married to a Kohen Gadol, took a get before Yom Kippur, but tanai, and it went like this. If his first wife is alive and well, so then the get to the second one is Chal Erev Yom Kippur, and it's Chal Mafrei. It will be Nizbar on Yom Kippur that she was already divorced. He only had one wife. He was married for one day to a second wife. She's divorced Erev Yom Kippur. Basically, he only has one wife. If his wife Nebuch died, so then his second Rebbetzin should be married, and not only that, but really the wife that died on Yom Kippur didn't die as his wife. She was divorced from Erev Yom Kippur. The reason for that partly is because if she died on Yom Kippur, he's an Einin. So to get rid of the Aninus, he divorced her in Erev Yom Kippur. But nobody wants to get divorced if you don't need to. And Avada, once he divorced her, he can't stay married to her after Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol can't take a grusha. So you mevatel the get l'mafreya. And if she's alive, she's alive, good and well. There was a woman who volunteered to be the grushas Kohen Gadol just in case of necessity. Yerushalmi Grada is quoted in the Mefarshim, Tesis brings on Daf Yud Gimel. Yerushalmi says differently. Yerushalmi says you didn't have to go through this whole thing because if his first wife died, he would marry a second woman on Yom Kippur. The reason why the Bible doesn't hold of it is because the Shavuos, you're not allowed to get married on Yom Kippur. So they'll mevatel the Shavuos b'machom necessity and Shavuos b'migdosh. We had a klal in the Seches Erevin. So Mel, that's the Cheshboinis. What do the Chachamim hold? This is only Rabbi Yehuda that holds Afi Shoacheres. That there's a problem of Shema Thomas Ishta Shenema Vechipa Ba'ade Vad Beise Beise Zu Ishta. Omer Lo Lechachom, tell them in Cain, in the Dove Seif, you choshish that people are going to die. Choshish for Misa, people have a cheskas chayim. Ah, you a choshish yourself for Tumah. Tumah sometimes is something you can't prevent. It's a milsa de shchicha. Dying is something that is something that doesn't happen on a daily basis. There's nobody dies more than once. So the Mises Ishte Punkt that should happen on Yom Kippur is a Milsa Lashkicha. Therefore, they didn't have to prepare for him another wife.